Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, awesome. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you and we just praise you for another day. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy, for the grace that is so freely given, for the gift, Lord, of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us, Lord. And we ask this and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We remind you that the prayer cards are in front of you in the chairs or one of the chairs close to you and pencils, and fill those out and pass them toward the middle and the kids will gather them up real quick. In the back, underneath the yellow and multicolored, what do I want to say it is? All the one another's that's in the middle on the rack underneath the clock is another Bible reading plan. It's just the New Testament. So if you think, I don't know if I want to try to do the whole Bible, you can cheat and do the New Testament. I will tell you that I'm going to work my way through the New Testament because I've got a systematic study Bible, so I'm going to read through that and as I go, do all the other studying that's in it. So I'm going to be doing that one. And then others are going to be doing the other one. So you've got one in your worship folders this morning. There's another opportunity with that one. I don't have anything else. So praise team.
Okay, church, let's celebrate the birth of our Savior. If you would stand together.
Say. angels sing. It was heavenly. When the angels sang, it was heavenly. When the angels sang, it was heavenly. When the angels sang,
church. All right, we have stuff to talk about today. Stuff, yes, Brock, it's very important stuff. All right, Tuesday, what's happening Tuesday? Anybody remember? Oh, it's Christmas Eve service, 4 p.m. here at the church. Please join us. I say us, I don't know that we'll be able to make it, but if you can, join us. December 31st, that's a Tuesday. That is our New Year's Eve party. 6 p.m. here at the church. Please bring a dish to share and whatever you would like to drink. And invite your friends and family. It's fun. Maybe your favorite game or games. It's fun. January 5th, that's a Sunday. We begin the Crucified Life book on Sunday mornings, 8:45 a.m. That's 8:45-ish. Some of us, me, can't get here on time. I try really hard. But there's a sign-up if you're interested. I don't know what this sign-up is. Are you doing sign-up stuff?
No, we've got full class. We've got room for one more person if somebody's interested.
In the morning one?
Yep.
Yes. Well, we got more room. We can share. Yes, always can make more room, but we do have one more book available.
Right.
All right. We have January 7th, that is a Tuesday. That's the prayer night. Also, the Buckbinder small group meeting at their home. Nope, that's done. Okay, it's all done. See, they're testing to see if I'm paying attention, and I'm not. So, yes. Yeah, see my fearless leader, Brock, over here? He forgot to update it. He led me astray on purpose. He's, you know, confessing. We will lay hands on him. Or I will. He's like my little brother that I never knew I had. All right, January 12th, Sunday. That is when the Experiencing God class will start, right after service. There is a sign up here. If you are interested in any way, shape, or form, you want to know more, please. Uh-oh, here comes the boss.
No.
He's going to pass it back. Am I supposed to do something with this, Pastor?
Oh, yeah.
God's at work. You can talk about that.
All right. We have another study coming up starting January 19th. It is titled God's at War by Kyle Eidelman. It will be after church. How are we going to do this?
Front room and that room.
Okay, there's two rooms. They've already handled it. They're not going to put us all in one room. Sign up if you're interested. Tammy's leading it. January 19th, I think it said.
Yeah, January 19th.
Did I forget anything, Brock? Other than my stuff?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Oh, yes. All right. The next ladies' breakfast is January 11th, 9 a.m. here at the church. He makes me nervous when he gets up, just saying. Bring your favorite dish. The next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is January 20th. That's also here at the church. If you are able to help, please join us 2 p.m. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a conference one.
Yes. April 5th of 2025, it's a Saturday, there is an Extraordinary Woman Mercies of Grace Tour Conference. It's in Michigan City, Indiana. The savings deadline is December 31st. I believe I'm told that Roseanne has a couple of hotel rooms reserved, should we need them. If you're interested, please see, I think it was Lorene that brought that to us. And there is also another one in the kitchen on the board that... Laurel. I was thinking, I was going to say Lauren. That's, I think, is it June?
Yeah.
It's in June. So if you would like more information about that, there's a flyer in the kitchen on that as well. Now what, Brock?
Your stuff.
My stuff. All right. If you would be so kind as to check in, if you have not already done so, text the word check to 517-522-4062. Please check your children into their classes, yourselves into the attendance group. And please note, at the end of service, you are to retrieve your children from classes. Once you check in, you should receive a code, security code, to your phone to check them out. And if you serve in the youth class, I goofed. I messed that schedule all up. So please disregard. I will send out a new email. I didn't know, but it was brought to my attention. If you find something that is not correct, please let me know, because I would like to fix them.
Like the prayer cards?
Yep, we can do that too. Brock, I don't know what I would do without you. All right, at this time, I need my helpers, if I have any willing helpers this morning. I have. There they are. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely little assistants will collect them. Ooh, they're jingly today.
I need to thank you all.
Mike.
I want to thank you all for my surprise birthday gathering. You don't know what that means to me. The church that we left was loving. But this church is a family. And the longer I'm here, the more I realize it. This church is phenomenal with reaching out and loving on each other. And I just want to thank you all that came Friday night and blessed me. Thank you.
You guys make it seem easy, but not every church enjoys that.
No.
These are sweet requests, you guys. Was there anything that did not get written down, or any words of testimony real quick?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
It's a word of praise, actually. Ruby had her surgery Monday. They didn't have to take her toe off, which I was very happy for. She's recovering well, and that's made me feel a little bit better.
Good. Yes. Wonderful. Okay. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to just take a moment to take a breath and be in your presence with our church family. Faithful God, you have brought us safely through another year, and we do not take that lightly. So much unfolded before us and around us, and some of it was pretty near unbearable. But you carried us through. you're still carrying us. You're still laying plans for us, and you know all about next year. You know all about in 10 years. And if we dwelt on those things, we would be overcome with fear and worry, no doubt. So you just take care of it in the silence. Father, I praise you for this boy named Bowen who is asking for prayer that everyone who is doing badly would get better and succeed. I thank you for that beautiful request from a child's heart, so trusting. And we should all echo that prayer, Lord. There's so much shatteredness, brokenness, disrupted, upended lives. We do ask that those events would help turn all eyes to Jesus. Lord, that they would find you and find the truth and do better and succeed as you have promised. I will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. Father, I want to lift up the Leap's prayer concerns for family matters. And again, we can all jump in on that and say there's so much family matters that just seem like this unending cycle or circle of drama or frustration. But Lord, you see all of it. And you have such beautiful plans, Lord. We just entrust our families to you. We lift them to the throne. We hide ourselves in you and your strong tower. We praise you for what you are doing when we can't see it. We thank you that you are chasing after the prodigals and that your love never gives up and it never runs out. Father, we give you praise for Dawn and Vern's successful Bible class that made it through with 100% retention reading through the Bible. Thank you for all that they learned and how they grew closer to each other. Thank you for that beautiful blessing. These seasons of growth and change, they come to a close, and then we look forward to the next thing. We just thank you for the way they served you, and you return the blessing. Father, we lift up all the children of the church that are so special and precious to these parents and grandparents. Thank you, Lord, that we have young families here at this church and that they are growing up in the truth. Ask that you would dawn on them how much they are loved, how precious they are in your sight. Lord, give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness, that they would chase after it all of their days and run from trouble, just like Joseph. We pray for those who are in the nursing homes all across this country, this world, those who are sick, those who are terribly alone. We lift them to you. We ask that you would hold their ache and fill them with your presence and the knowledge that they are not alone, that you love them, that they are precious to you. Father, we lift up our own sick among us, Rennell being one of them. Lord, just touch her and heal her quickly so that she is not sick for the holidays and all of her plans and preparations. There are many others too, Lord. We just lift up their sore, aching bodies, bodies that are not cooperating like they used to, moving slower, slips and falls. Thank you for protecting Martha. Thank you that she didn't break anything. Thank you that she landed right in your arms. I'm going to lift up to you Megan and Sean as they have received hard news this past week. You are not giving up on her, Lord, and you have given her guidance and answers all along the way. You have given her your healing touch, and we're crying out again, Lord, for your healing touch, Lord, that these cancer cells would shrivel up and go away in Jesus' name. We just cover her with the blood of Jesus. We praise you for the plans that you have for her are good plans. They are not to harm her, but to prosper her. Father, we lift up all of our carefully laid Christmas plans to you. Give them to you. And we hold them lightly, and we remind ourselves that this season is about hope, that the glory of God came down to earth to rescue mankind, and we are rescued out of all circumstances, all problems, so that we might be full of joy and love and peace and hope for the broken world around us. Help us to share that, to spread that. Help us to invite our neighbors to the Christmas Eve service and beyond. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Still we see thee. world needs love. Didn't God rescue you? Didn't God rescue you with his love? God shows his love for us that while we were still sinning, Christ died for us. Because, beloved, if God loved us that much, we should love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my follower if you love one another. Friend, love the old as well as the young. Love the poor as well as the rich. Love the unlovable. Love.
Lord, thank you for loving us and sending your only Son to save us from our sins. May we be stewards of your love in this season and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to say a blessing over the offerings. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, Lord, declaring our love for you and your Son and the wonderful way that you've come to redeem us to yourself. We just pray that you would bless this offering as we take it up. It comes from you. All good things come from you, and we just love to be able to return a small amount to you for your use, Lord. May you build your kingdom. May it be used to further your kingdom in all ways. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hello, hello. How is everybody this morning?
Good.
Good. All right. Good. All right, kids, I have a test for you. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
What is the greatest gift we can receive on Christmas? Jesus. Jesus is the greatest gift, isn't he? He is, yes. Who gave us that gift? God did. He gave his only Son just for us, right? So when you get a gift, what do you do with a gift?
Put it under
the Christmas tree, yes. But do sometimes we get gifts that we need to share?
Yeah.
Share with others?
Yeah.
Do you think we need to share Jesus with others?
Yes. Yes.
What are some ways we could do that?
We can tell others about him.
Tell them about him, yep. How else?
You could pray for them.
Pray for them, definitely.
You could show them the Bible.
Show them the Bible, yes, that's true too. What about inviting them? Where should we invite them? Bailey.
To church.
To church, yes. Or maybe we could invite them to our New Year's Eve party, right? Right. Part of our fellowship. Yep. Do you know that every year we have our Christmas at the same place? We always go to Jen and Randy's for Christmas. And do you know every year someone in the family says, why wasn't I invited? Even though they know that they're invited, but sometimes they need that is our part. We have this gift that God gave us, Jesus, and we need to share. Okay? You guys are good at that. All right, let's pray. Are you ready? Father God, Lord, we just love you and thank you and praise you. What an amazing, amazing gift you have given us. Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that this is a gift that we can share with others, Lord. Father, we ask that you would show us how to do that, Lord, that you would lay on our hearts, Lord, those the people that we need to invite, that we need to love on, that we need to share your love with, Lord. And Father, I am amazed by these kiddos every day. They teach me, they grow me, they challenge me. Father, what an amazing group of children you've blessed this church with, Lord. Father, this is your future, and what an amazing future it is, Lord. So, Father, I pray that you would be with each and every child here, that you would help them to learn and to grow, to be your hands and your feet, Lord, and to just show us daily how to love others, Lord. Father, I pray your blessings upon them and ask that you would just be whatever it is that they need when they need it, Lord, that they would know that you are always with them. Father, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
God.